Hello, this is lesson four, part three. Just a very brief thought. I was going to stop at part two, but I was just looking at the painting that you have, a black and white copy of, on the very front of your booklets. Okay, Hotel Homeless. And I was just thinking about why I chose that painting. There are quite a lot of famous paintings of hotel rooms. In fact, you have an article in your booklet about a whole hotel that's been constructed to look like the rooms in Edward Hopper's very famous paintings of figures in hotel rooms, often women sitting on beds. They're usually thought of as being pictures of loneliness, of isolation. And so I actually found it quite amusing that they built a hotel recreating rooms in which people could feel again these emotions in the paintings, which are of loneliness and isolation and alienation. But anyway, you can have a look at that article. I don't know if it's going to give you any ideas, okay? But one thing I wanted to point out about this picture on the front of your booklet is that I think what I found very interesting is that you have the reflected image of a person, the person who is alone in that hotel room, in a mirror, okay? And alongside the mirror is lit up by these two lamps, and the face in the mirror is obviously lit up. But alongside the mirror, you also have the window out onto the world outside. And it's night, and so the window is black. We just see a kind of hillside and lights. So I just thought it would be interesting to think about those two things that you always have in a hotel room. You always have a mirror. Okay, it might be in the bathroom and not in the main bedroom, but anyway, you always have a mirror. And mirrors are very helpful, actually, when because they create a double, don't they? They create, people often talk to their reflection in a mirror as if it were another person. If you're on your own, that reflection in the mirror is the only person you can talk to, and it's as if it's outside yourself. If you are considering your life, we often look at ourselves in a mirror, don't we? If we are wondering who we are and where we're going, we study that image in a mirror. But we also, if we're shut in a room, as you know now, more than you ever did before, if we are shut up in a room or a flat or whatever, often our only means of getting out of that situation, of getting out of that closed up, isolated feeling, is not to look in the mirror, but to look outside through the window. So we're in a room, we're closed in a room, but outside, our only passage outside is almost through that window. And there may be intrusions from the outside world, not only in the sense that we can see outside, but also that there might be noise coming from the outside. We may hear something that suddenly makes us realize that there is a world outside and that things are going on there. So I think those are two things that you can consider in your creation of these characters, in your creation of these monologues. This may be one way in which we can connect the three worlds that we are creating in our groups: the world of the client in the hotel, the world of the worker in the hotel, the world of the homeless person out in the street, the other people out in the street. So even in the hotel world, the novel I gave you an several extracts from, the receptionist in the hotel sees the homeless person sitting outside the hotel every day and one day invites them in to sleep in one of the rooms when it's particularly cold. The person isolated in the hotel room might look outside and see someone in the street and connect to them in some way. The hotel worker, it's a bit like a guard in a prison. Last year in dramatic adaptation, we worked on prisons and mental institutions. And again, there's inside and outside. The worker is coming in and out, is a connection. Okay, he's also coming in and out of the closed room of the client, or the world of the client. So there are these passages between the different worlds. That's all. I think that's enough. But anyway, things to think about, and you may want to record your thoughts as I am now in this recording. Okay, bye.